What the Fed Said. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 13th day of December. Thanks for being with us. In other news, the markets did soar. Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles sold in the United States, and why? Good economic news isn't only for the U.S. Japan is feeling pretty good as well. Rinse and repeat. If something is a smash hit, do it again, says Mattel. Meanwhile, some big news for New York residents and their credit reports. If you drive an EV, you now have yet another reason to love Starbucks. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Netflix releases some numbers. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and thank you for listening to the Business News Headlines. Want to find us on Twitter, now known as X? It's at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, gather around, kids, and you can see the end of the tunnel. On Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee minutes were made public, and the central bank said it was holding rates steady and that lower borrowing costs are coming next year. The question now isn't by how much the rate cuts will be, but when. And the signal from the Fed is that there will be three in 2024. Some are speculating we'll see rate cuts as early as May. At any rate, it's been a crazy 22 months, but there is hope on the horizon. In response to the news, the yield on the 10-year Treasury dropped to 4.02% from 4.21%. And that's what we saw late on Tuesday. As a result of the Fed decision, Wall Street spiked and ended the day well into the green. Those amazing numbers are coming at you in just a bit. There have been dozens of crashes blamed on the Tesla autopilot, and so Tesla is now recalled nearly all vehicles sold in the U.S., more than 2 million, to update software and fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when using autopilot. The recall comes after a 2-year investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot partially automated driving system was in use. Some of those crashes were deadly. You know, we love technology, but for it to work, especially in this case, it's got to be flawless. Please, keep your hands on the wheel. The positive outlook for the U.S. economy is being shared by our friends in Japan. The Associated Press is reporting that the Bank of Japan's quarterly survey on business sentiment shows large Japanese manufacturers have grown more optimistic in the past several months. It's the third straight quarter of improvement, even while other data showed the economy is in contraction. The central bank's Tenkan survey, released on Wednesday, measured business sentiment among major manufacturers at plus 12. That's up from plus 9 in October and plus 5 in June. A recovery of foreign tourism and a resurgence of business activity and domestic travel after the bleak days of the pandemic have contributed to a rebound in retail and leisure activities in the island nation. So if one movie about a doll named Barbie is successful, why not reload and do another? That's exactly what Mattel said, as the company indicated the next doll to hit the big screen is a live-action film that will be based on its American Girl doll line. The AP is reporting that Mattel Films is prepping some 14 live-action films, including movies based on Hot Wheels, Magic 8-Ball, Polly Pocket, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and Uno. Wait, okay, but Uno? Mattel, back in 2019, partnered with MGM on an American Girl movie, but those plans fizzled. Since first launched in 1986, more than 32 million American Girl dolls have been sold. Well, this is some major news for residents of the state of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul has signed into law a bill that will erase unpaid medical debt from credit reports. The law prohibits credit agencies from collecting information about or reporting medical debt. The law also bans hospitals and healthcare providers in the state from reporting such debt to the agencies. New York is the second state after Colorado to enact such a law. A similar nationwide measure is being considered by the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Hochul said at the signing of the bill, quote, "Medical debt is such a vicious cycle. It truly hits low-income earners, but it forces them to stay low-income earners because they can never get out from under it," end quote. And by the way, the law goes into effect immediately. So if you drive an EV, this news should give you some comfort and yet another reason to love Starbucks. The coffee company now has 50 ChargePoint fast chargers online at 15 Starbucks locations along a 1,350-mile route between Denver and Seattle, the Java Giants' hometown. The charging locations are installed every 100 miles, so hopefully the only thing causing the jitters will be caffeine and not the fear of running out of power. According to Bloomberg, the average EV sold in the U.S. is approaching a range of 300 miles on a full charge. Meanwhile, the first electric vehicle charging station, funded by a $7.5 billion U.S. government program, has begun operating in Ohio. The Biden administration's goal is to grow the nationwide network of chargers to 500,000, including high-speed chargers no more than 50 miles apart on the nation's busiest highways and interstates. As of December, the United States has more than 165,000 public charging ports, and since the start of the Biden administration, the number of publicly available fast charging ports has increased by more than 70%. Well, it was quite a day for the markets. The Dow posted a record close for the first time in almost 2 years after the Federal Reserve kept interest rates steady and mapped out a fresh path for rate cuts in 2024. The blue chips picked up a whopping 512 points to close at 37,090, while the Nasdaq, not to be outdone, added 200 points to end the session at 14,733, and the S&P 500 grew by another huge number, up by 63 points to close at 4707. The Dow eclipsed the 37,000 mark, intraday record for the first time on record, after the Fed held its short-term policy rate unchanged at 5.25 to 5.5%, but signaled that a pivot to rate cuts could be in the cards for next year. It also marked the Dow's first record close in about 2 years, according to FactSet data. All three major indexes jumped by more than 1.3%. West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.26 to close at $69.87 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note fell to a yield of 4.024%. Might it be time to get back into the housing market? And finally, there is this, and this is about Netflix finally releasing some numbers. After years of resisting, Netflix released its first viewership statistics covering more than 18,000 titles and nearly 100 billion hours viewed during the first 6 months of this year. The report, titled What We Watched, a Netflix engagement report, tracks three metrics: hours a show is watched, whether it is available globally, and its release date. The streaming giant has been criticized for a lack of transparency about viewership numbers, something that has rankled creators. Tops on the list, the first season of The Night Agent, with more than 800 million hours. Netflix, which also said it will release stats every 6 months, is the top streaming service in the world, with about 250 million subscribers, outdistancing runner-up Amazon Prime by almost 50 million. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and Marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.